just posted the video up on our Instagram.
This is hilarious.
I'm glad you find it funny. I'm okay, so I find it funny too.
Even
if I was hurt, I'd laugh a little bit about it. But it is me this morning having a rough time getting off my my front door. I misjudged the step. Because whenever you're new somewhere, you just remember the old way, like the steps were and how many. And I misjudged it and I almost died. So Joe and Mackenzie, you can go there and you can go check it out right there. We put it in our feed.
It's hilarious because yesterday was Joe's birthday and Joe and I, and Liv was behind us, so Joe and I are walking out and he almost steps down to the street and just bam, a car like speeds by and he almost died yesterday on his birthday.
I was like, at least let me get my fajitas in. Let me enjoy some of my life.
I bet that's so interesting though. Some people go out on the same day they came into this world.
Well, yeah, there we
Luckily,
go.
Luckily it wasn't you yet.
If I'm going to go out after dinner, please, when I feel a little indigestion. So yeah, check that out. Joe and Mackenzie right now on our Instagram. It's absolutely hilarious. Mackenzie, you wanted to, I guess, what, test me on some words that you found, or what's this?
Yeah, so there's this language app, it's Babbel, released a list of the most mispronounced words.
Oh, great.
And I thought of you instantly, just, and not at all to make fun, but sometimes it's entertaining how you make up your own words.
Well,
you
I don't
just
make
like,
them up.
You'll say words really fast that you don't know how to say.
Yeah, you make up the own pronunciation of words.
Yes.
Very well, I don't,
or
I don't,
actual words you make up sometimes.
I don't make it up. I just say it the way it's said.
Okay, so for example, I don't want to say the word because I want you to say it. Okay, so the Fighting Irish, what school is that?
Oh, that's, isn't that Notre Dame?
Okay, that is how most people say it, though.
So yes!
But according to this, it's Notre Dame.
Nobody
That's
says
how you're
Notre-
supposed to say it. Notre Dame.
No, it's like the kids' movie.
But
it's
people
the,
say
it's
Notre Dame all
the
time.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. By the way, if you are listening right now and you know somebody like, oh my God, they butcher this word, we'd love to hear what it is. Intern Chloe standing by, 833-563-2539 if you want to share that.
Okay, so give me who played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, the actor.
Oh, he did an amazing job. I really like the movie. I recommend it. If you have not seen it, you got to check it out. I believe his name is Rami Malik?
That's really close. See, you pronounce it though. You're doing these like a lot of people do. Rami Malik, as they say.
It's Malik?
Malik. I didn't know
like
that.
Like Gaelic,
one.
But Malik.
According to this.
Like when I'm drunk, I may lick things.
Apparently so.
Sorry, that was
that,
a little awkward.
Not me.
A little awkward. My bad.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. The 1986 nuclear disaster at the Ukrainian blank reactor, which became the subject of an HBO limited series.
You need to watch it. It's a 5-part series.
You've watched it, so you should know how to say it.
I was into it. Yes, it was great. I believe it's Chernobyl.
It says here, Chernobyl. Chernobyl. That's how you're supposed to say it.
What?
That's what it says.
See, okay. See, trust me. Even if that's how it is, I would call it Chernobyl. Oh, no, there's a meltdown at Chernobyl. No, Chernobyl.
Right.
Like you're churning butter.
I'm actually learning. These are interesting. I'm learning things, too. Okay, in her Netflix series, Marie Kondo says the Japanese word this translates to flutter or, you know, to spark joy, the New York Times bestseller.
I don't know. Can you just maybe, like, can you give me, like, can I see your paper? Like, not the pronunciation, but can I see, like, how it's spelled? Because I...
Yeah, it's the last one on this paper.
Okay. Ooh, that's T-O-K-I-M-E-K-U.
Marie Kondo. It's a spark joy.
Yeah, no, I love her. It's on Netflix. I think it still is. You should tidy up. It'll change your life. Is that Tokimu?
That's close.
Tokimu?
Tokimitu.
Oh.
No, Tokimiku.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to say, though. These are interesting. I feel like
I am doing terrible at this.
I feel like you're not doing that bad. Okay, let me give you one more. She's okay. The captain of the women's U.S. national soccer team. She won the Women's World Cup this summer. Megan.
Oh, yeah. Megan Rapinoe. Or wait, hold on. Is it Rapinoe?
Yes.
Okay.
Rapinoe.
What? Oh! I had to rattle it off. Yeah, because there's a lot of controversy with that, and it was a big win for the women, so yeah. Way to go. But, okay.
But I feel like some simple words you don't know how to say. What are some more simple things that you chat
I don't think that's true, Mackenzie.
Maybe giraffe?
Or you try to say goodest a lot.
Say giraffe.
Like, that was the goodest movie I've ever seen.
Well, first of all, I think technically you can use the word goodest.
That is not a word.
Bestest?
I feel like bestest is more acceptable than
I get a
goodest.
Lot of heat for words like pumpkin.
I like that you say pumpkin. Do you say sandwich or sandwich?
Oh, I might keep like, oh, I gotta get me a Sammy. But it, I mean, it's sandwich. Like sand, then which sand? It's like sandwich.
Please say the word giraffe.
Giraffe.
I hate.
Do you put a T at the end?
Yes, I hate how he says it.
Say the state that is next to Indiana that starts I-L-L. How do you pronounce it?
Isn't that Illinois?
Oh, you didn't say an S at the end. So many people say Illinois.
Well, I had to think about it.
And that bugs me. It's Illinois.
What college did I go to?
Oh, you went to Louisville.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay, so this is the debate. Is it Louisville? Or how do people say it?
Louisville.
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 Okay.
All right, cool.
And you got to make sure that your mic's messing up as you say it, too.
Oh, I'm not even mad at you. This is like the third time I've sent an email this week about it.
Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville. Like
Louisville.
You have like a bunch of marbles in your mouth.
This is funny because I used to do
Louisville
furniture commercials in Louisville.
Oh.
And I had to cut them all different ways because we didn't know how to say it. So I'd be like, I did Louisville. I did Louisville. I did
Louisville. Come on, to Louisville.
Louisville, which Louisville is the number one college basketball team in the country right now, and they just lost to Texas A&M last night.
Do you feel like the broadcasters get Louisville correct? Do they say that?
Majority of the time, yes.
We're broadcasting live from Louisville.
Yeah, majority of the time, they do say it. But they always have a conversation about it, too.
Louisville.
Joe sounds like he's like at the dentist and still has a numb mouth.
Hey, okay, that'd be great.
McKinsey on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Boy, we got a good one. Don't go anywhere.